You're listening to SBS News.
A severe financial crisis. That's what the United Nations says it's currently facing. At the end of September, only 129 member states out of 193 had paid their annual fees, 70% of what the UN says it needs to run its operations. While some countries have since paid their dues, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the bloc's work remains at risk.
The organisation is facing a severe financial crisis. To be more specific, a severe liquidity crisis. We risk exhausting the closed peacekeeping cash reserves and entering November without enough cash to cover payrolls.
All UN members are required to make annual payments to help fund the bloc's regular budget. The regular budget covers political, humanitarian, disarmament and economic work, and is separate to the peacekeeping budget. The amount each member pays is determined by a complex formula factoring in gross national income and population. The UN says cash shortages are increasingly occurring earlier in the year, forcing it to dip into other accounts and funds. Mr. Guterres says the budget is no longer being driven by program planning, but by finance availability.
In 2019, managers have been instructed to adjust their hiring and non-post expenditures owing to liquidity constraints. This undermines mandate delivery and goes against our efforts to focus less on inputs and more on results.
The top contributing nations to the 2019 regular UN budget, in order, are China, Japan, Germany, Britain and France. UN documents show Australia paid its 2019 fee, over $90 million, on the 11th of January. But the United States, responsible for 22% of the budget, has not. It owes more than the 63 other countries which haven't paid, which include Brazil, Iran, Israel and Sri Lanka combined. The US owes some $566 million for prior regular budgets and $1 billion for the 2019 regular budget. Binoy Kumpark is a senior lecturer at RMIT University's School of Global, Urban and Social Studies. He says vulnerable and at-risk communities are missing out on the help they need.
Parts of Syria, in various conflict zones through the Middle East and in Africa, we see UN personnel being deployed in various ways. So effectively, any of one of these instances where we're dealing with supplying stabilizing mechanisms, if you like, are affected by virtue of not having a budget, of course, to satisfy this.
The UN's made various cost-cutting measures since the start of the year to cope with the shortfalls. Vacant positions can't be filled, only essential travel is allowed, and some conferences have been cancelled. It says making such changes were the only way it could stage the General Assembly debate and high-level meetings last month. The UN also says a move from biannual to annual regular budgets will enable it to better adapt to changing financial situations. But UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says the only way to ensure financial stability is for countries to pay what they owe, and quickly.
To date, we have averted major disruption in our operations. These measures are no longer enough. The Secretariat could face a default on salaries and payment for goods and services by the end of November unless more member states pay their budget dues in full.
But Binoy Kumpark says the budgetary issues are likely to plague the bloc until wider reforms are made. Australia, he says, can be a leading voice.
The key issue is the critical absence of reform, and given the fact that we're talking about 193 states, many of them with different financial arrangements domestically, of course, in terms of how they decide to make their contributions, this makes it difficult. But until that is sorted out, and Australia can be a voice in this, until that is sorted out, then we're going to see a repeat of these problems.
Evan Young, SBS News.